Cause of Action is a self-proclaimed government accountability group, and they are in the process of suing the White House. You'll find out why right now, because Dan Epstein is the executive director of Cause of Action. He joins us. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. Why are you suing the White House?
We're suing the White House because we had submitted a Freedom of Information Act request asking for information concerning the way in which federal agencies spend taxpayer dollars in the areas of non-contractual awards like loan guarantees, think Solyndra, or just federal grants, think grants to groups like Acorn. And we asked the Office of Management and Budget to explain to us how that process was competitive, and they failed to respond to our letters. After follow-up, after sending a demand letter, they still failed to respond, and so we are now bringing them to court.
So I suppose it's the likelihood of them responding before the court action. Is that likely or unlikely in your opinion?
You know, it's unlikely, and this arose because Representative Moran from Virginia had written about the president's earmark moratorium and it had made the statement that, you know, we know people in the agencies. So even if the president has a moratorium on congressional earmarks, we as congressmen know people in the agencies who can help direct grants or other kinds of awards to organizations or corporations in our district. And so what Cause of Action calls that kind of behavior is not congressional earmarks, but administrative earmarks.
Yeah, so it's backdoor earmarking, basically. I'm going to assume that this has been going on for quite some time.
You know, it's been going on in previous administrations. It's been going on since FDR. But what's interesting is that this current administration, the value of its non-contractual awards is 154% higher than any previous administration. And in addition to that, this is a president who is spending more money through the loan guarantees to Solyndra and through the federal grants to groups like Acorn than he is for contractual awards that create products for American consumers and create jobs for Americans. I mean, a grant to Acorn doesn't create a job. It doesn't create a product.
Dan, we're speaking with Dan Epstein right now of Cause of Action. Doesn't this make it seem like it's just one more reason for people to be cynical about government? We have a moratorium on earmarks and, you know, hopefully checks and balances on the way our money is being spent, and yet the politicians always seem to find a way around it.
That's right. And I think the listeners of this station should be particularly concerned because, you know, it's one thing to have congressional earmarks where members of Congress are directly responsible to their constituents and they have to put in specific report language identifying who, in fact, received the earmark. With these kinds of administrative earmarks, you know, federal bureaucrats are not responsive directly to the American people. They're not responsive to congressional constituents. And so in many cases, they act to benefit a political party without any accountability or checks. And that's why we've written to OMB, because we want answers.
So technically, they're not breaking the law, but they're certainly tippy-toeing around what they're saying to people that they don't want to do.
You know, I think that's accurate, but one of the things that the Bush administration established is that there should be no communications between a member of Congress and a federal agency staffer concerning federal grants or who gets the money. And so if that executive order is in place, then the OMB has to decide whether the phenomenon of directing funds to your political friends is in fact illegal. And that's the other reason why we've asked the OMB to respond to this. I mean, you know, the Heritage Foundation just did a study a few weeks ago showing that they thought the federal grant process was being used to buy votes. And a reporter asked the White House spokesman, Jay Carney, hey, how do you respond to these findings by the Heritage Foundation? And he said, well, I can guarantee you that the federal grant process in this administration is competitive and merit-based. Well, if it's competitive and merit-based, why didn't your Office of Management and Budget respond to Cause of Action's request? It's been now over 7 months.
Dan, thanks for looking into this for us and keep us updated on your progress.
Will do.